Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall, and I've got a scoop for you. And we all know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and I encourage you to check out this one. It's called Going In Raw. You heard it here first. Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Before we get started with the news, I want to say thanks to new patrons Edward Bustos, Casey Kitchen, Demaniac John Ingalls, Daniel Hamilton, and Do Work Son 86.
Larson. Thank you.
We're going to try to keep this brief today. What's in the news?
Oh, Ricochet is totally getting buried, according to Dave Meltzer. So he has to say on Wrestling Observer Radio, saying that Vince must be souring on the former U.S. champion, with adding that Riddick Moss's victory over Ricochet on Raw last night was, quote, a burial without a doubt.
Mm.
And but noted that Vince could, quote, change his mind next week. Of those two statements, the only one I actually really believe is the second one, that Vince could change his mind about basically anything next week. You see something, a talent like Ricochet get humiliated by Brock Lesnar at Super Showdown.
Yeah.
And then the following Raw, lose to a dude who's been on the main roster for 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
who's 24/7 champion, and you think, you try to make sense of something that's nonsensical.
Yeah.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And in his mind, and he could be right.
Dave Meltzer.
Yeah. He could be right. I'm just pessimistic on his particular point of view. In his mind, the only way to explain this is that Vince doesn't like Ricochet anymore, and therefore he's getting buried.
So I'm between a rock and a hard place here, because you have the history of WWE over the last 12 months, which, yes, you've seen guys like Cedric Alexander, mm-hmm. To a degree, although they're really trying to push through Humberto Carrillo. I mean, he might be the new U.S. champion within between now and Mania. I don't know. But then lately on Raw, they have been doing this thing called telling stories, and they've been okay at it. There has been actually some pretty decent stories being told there. I find it very difficult to believe, that was amazing, I find it very difficult to believe that somebody of Ricochet's caliber would be punted down the roster. This feels, given how specific him losing to Riddick Moss was, they suspended the 24/7 rules. Commentary, as you noted on our Raw review, which is live now, commentary was going over and over Ricochet's sort of loss of confidence or his decimation
at beat up.
Yeah.
Due to his match against Brock at Crown Royal, he came out with his leg wrapped up in tape. The story was kind of in the fact that Ricochet couldn't get Riddick Moss up for the Benadryl-er, all playing the story of Ricochet is beat up, and therefore, since he got beat up by Brock so bad, he couldn't even beat Riddick Moss.
Yeah. Now, I mean, given that Buddy Murphy right now is a tag champion, they found something for him to do. I don't know, man. I kind of feel like this is a story for Ricochet, and he'll bounce back.
That's my hope too.
I mean, he might very well be in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal come WrestleMania, but I do feel like there is more ahead for Ricochet. I agree. I don't really think this is an actual burial.
No,
so
I'm pessimistic on the idea that he's getting buried or punished for something, whatever that might be. He's continually, since his call up about a year ago, more than that, featured heavily, former U.S. champion.
Yeah.
And nothing's really changed. He's still exceptional in the ring.
Yeah.
You know, he's improved on the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, granted, it's Vince. You know, his whims will lead him in various directions.
He was heavily also pushing the threat of, I'm not the best, I'm not the strongest, but I'm a superhero and I'll persevere. I've got the most heart. I think that this storyline plays into that thread.
Yeah.
Again, are we being foolishly optimistic? It's possible.
Entirely possible.
It's
Vince
possible.
Has been known to on a whim to say, I'm not going to put this person on TV anymore. I have a hard time believing it after 1 week.
Yeah, I know.
Really just one episode of Raw. This is the case. With
less
Ricochet.
Than a week after. I mean, dude, he went to Saudi Arabia, had a title match. Yes, I know he got decimated, but he was also the reason Brock Lesnar lost the Royal Rumble, or one of the reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or Ricochet, they might send him to NXT Japan.
Oh, look at that segue.
Whoa. According to the Wrestling Observer Radio.
The same episode where you talk about burying Ricochet.
who we just attempted to debunk. WWE has been in talks with All Japan Pro Wrestling about a possible partnership to coincide with the launch of NXT Japan. Apparently, WWE is looking to launch the subsidiary later this year. Former All Japan Pro Wrestling...
Sorry, I didn't include his name. 1 second.
Oh, okay. The former All Japan Pro Wrestling president is headed to the WWE Performance Center this coming May to do some guest training.
His name
is Jun Akiyama. And somebody on Twitter said, oh, I want to go. Oh, Chad Gable, Shorty G, said, can I go when he's there?
Mm-hmm.
And he said it at the WWE Performance Center in May to do some guest training. They've got an all-star lineup of guest trainers.
Really do.
It's terrific. So this, of course, has led to speculation that All Japan Pro Wrestling and NXT are working towards a potential partnership. This kind of flies in the face of what we had heard, although I guess a partnership might be different than an all-out
purchase. Yeah.
Where that was the rumor a couple months ago that WWE was trying to purchase Pro Wrestling Noah.
Correct.
To then turn that into NXT Japan.
Yeah, maybe they you know, given the situation there politically,
mm-hmm.
maybe they found that's not as untenable mm-hmm. to go in and purchase a Japanese wrestling promotion. So they're maybe kind of using the template they followed in the United Kingdom, where they formed their own NXT subsidiary there and forged partnerships with other local promotions, Progress, ICW,
mm-hmm.
etc., to help fill the roster. So maybe that's the kind of tack they're taking in Japan as well. We had heard last week prior, that they'd spoke to Antonio Inoki
mm-hmm.
and Hiroshi Hase,
mm-hmm. his name? Maybe,
who's a politician in Japan.
Yeah.
About, you know, maneuvering the political waters to try to make this happen. So who knows? If it'll ever come to fruition?
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be the smart move there, because I'm not sure if they just want to sort of dive into the waters just with their own performance center and their own promotion without forging some sort of alliance over there.
I know.
I mean, it's like, why would anybody...
Especially given what happened, or the perception is with NXT UK, where they pretty much decimated the local scene to a degree. I would understand why every Japanese promotion would be wary
mm-hmm.
of having an NXT subsidiary come in there, given that Japanese wrestling industry seems to be going pretty strong right now.
Yeah, they'll start freezing all the talent. They'll start, you know, locking them into long-term contracts, freezing out all the talent from going to NXT Japan. So, you know, yeah, smart to forge an alliance there.
Mm-hmm.
Forge an alliance with TV.
Next one. Yeah, I could have done better than that one. Dark Side
of
the Ring.
I was waiting for you to try to segue.
I know if you had more to talk about with this NXT Japan story. Anyways, Dark Side of the Ring, it's coming back. Today we learned the Season 2 lineup from Variety.
This is a great lineup.
It's a pretty stacked lineup. So PW Insider, I believe yesterday, said it was coming back this spring. It's been confirmed. March 24th will be the debut episode of Season 2, a two-hour season debut featuring
Chris Benoit. Wow.
Variety has a full lineup of the episodes of the upcoming season. This is directly from Variety. Quote, the season will also feature episodes on the murder of Dino Bravo, the Brawl for All tournament that led to career-ending injuries.
That's going to be amazing.
That's going to be fantastic.
That's going to be great.
The career of ECW star New Jack, David Schultz's violent run-in with a 2020 reporter.
Yes. Yeah, John Stossel.
John Stossel. I know.
John
it's, like
Stossel.
It's not just a 2020 reporter. It's John
the
Stossel.
The 2020, the icon himself.
The death of Nancy Argentino.
Jimmy Snuka's, yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy Snuka's girlfriend. The story of tag team wrestling legends Hawk and Animal. Herb Abrams' attempt to build a wrestling empire and the story of Owen Hart's death during a WWE pay-per-view.
These are really terrific. Mm-hmm. The first season, I watched, I think, two of the, six or eight episodes that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to get back on that mm-hmm. and watch the rest of them. But these are topics that I'm much more interested than I think.
Well, the Montreal Screwjob one was really good. The Death of Bruiser Brody one was really good.
That I want to check out. I've seen so much info already on the Montreal Screwjob, and because I watched that one, and I liked that the revelation that Cornette claims that
he was...
Yeah,
that was kind of the new information in that one, because that story's been told countless times, but Cornette's perspective is new,
sure.
It feels like, at least.
And then the Bruiser Brody one, I had watched a bunch of shoot interviews about that, and it's like, I really love the presentation that they have, so I wouldn't mind checking that one out. And there was one, I think, on the Von Erichs as well, is that right?
And then Miss Elizabeth, too, I believe, right?
Mm. Oh, is it? Okay.
I thought so.
But this lineup is stellar. I mean, the David Schultz one, man, none of these. And it's funny because, like, the one image that we've seen for this next season, and we're assuming it has to do with the New Jack episode, but we figured it would be an episode specifically on the mass transit incident. But to do a whole episode on New Jack.
I wonder if New Jack's going to do an interview for it.
Oh, I would imagine so. I'd be shocked if he didn't.
I know.
You know. I mean, he's never shied away from any interviews, and he is candid about everything. And mm-hmm. you never know, like, how much he's exaggerating or whatever. Yeah. But he's always an entertaining interview to watch. So, that's awesome. That's really cool stuff. March 24th. Maybe we'll review some of those on our Patreon or maybe even on News Briefs. Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll talk about it a little bit, I'm sure. Anyways. Thanks everybody for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hey man, let's try to get this one up to 503 likes.
Sounds good to me.
How about that? It's Super Tuesday. Let's get Super 503 likes.
I voted.
I did too, man. You just have to take my word for it.
No,
though.
You didn't. If you're not wearing the sticker.
Didn't last time you didn't have the sticker? I think the midterms. I had the sticker. You didn't have the sticker.
This is a presidential primary. You really got to declare. It's important stuff.
Oh, those midterms. Those are important. Those are important. Blue wave, baby.
Yeah.
Anyways, 503 likes. This is just slowly turning into a politics podcast. We're just running away people left and right. Or right, anyways. Thanks for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Oh, boy.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's ANGI, or download the app today.